You're listening to the voice of the Sullivan Valley, John Bowden on Katy Country 94.1 and Z96.3 The Lake. We are honored and privileged to meet new Beloit softball coach Darby Sweat. Darby, you're new this year as a head coach, but you've been around the program. Tell us a little bit about your history of softball.
Yeah, so I played all 4 years in high school, graduated in 2020. Tyler Odell, the old head coach, was my dad, so I got to play for him for a couple years. We made our first state appearance when I was there. And then I went on and played for Friends University for a year.
Coach, you replaced Sean Arimus, who had a very good track at Beloit High, including 17-8 last year. You were 8-2 in the conference, losing only to Southeast Saline twice. You're 12-0 at home and 4-8 away. So I guess we need to have Mr. Beisner have every game at home since you were undefeated at home last year. Last year, the team scored 10 or more runs 11 times, and their best output was a 20-5 outing against Minneapolis. Just talk a little bit about last year being an assistant and how you're going to use that to be head coach this year.
Yeah, so last year I learned a lot from Sean Arimus and Tyler Odell. They both coached last year, and I feel like they were really mentoring me and kind of helping me out and easing me into the process of everything. So got to call a couple games pitching wise and got to kind of step up as needed. So I feel like last year I just learned a lot about what being a head coach would be like. So.
Well, Coach, you play in the always tough NCAA, and you open April 1st against Concordia, but you started kind of a fun thing last year. You go to the Sunflower League Fest in Kansas City and lost to Gardner Edgerton, lost to Shawnee Mission Northwest, and then beat Olathe East in the last game of the trip. Really a fun trip and a good chance to go out and see some really good softball.
Yeah, we learned a lot, definitely, and I'm very excited to go back this year and do it again.
Coach, you lost a tough 3-2 game in the semifinals at Hoisington in the regional after beating Plainville 7-1. Ironically, senior Olivia Wright, who signed with Sterling to play softball, recorded 18 outs in the regional semifinal against Hoisington. Talk about your senior pitcher, senior Olivia Wright.
Yeah, Olivia is great. She works so hard, and she has really been an asset for this team all 4 years. She definitely leads us on the mound, and she's always doing everything she can for the team. She's just a great asset for us.
Well, Coach, you lost pitcher Peyton Arimus and Sheree Smith, the battery of the team, both pitcher and catcher last year. How do you go about replacing a couple of great players like that?
Yeah, so replacing Peyton and Sheree was going to be tough because Peyton played shortstop and was pitcher. So over the winter, Carly Smith, she's a junior this year, she stepped up and she learned how to pitch, and she's going to pitch for us some. And then McKenna Channel. She played second base last year. She's going to transition playing shortstop. Then we have junior Barkley McMillan. She's going to step up and catch for us this year.
Coach, the all-league team last year in the NCAA included Olivia Wright, senior this year, McKenna Channel, junior this year, Ella Manning, senior this year, and Carly Smith, junior. Talk a little bit about pitching and getting your pitchers ready. It seemed like the schedule is pretty fast and furious and not a lot of practice for those pitchers to go, but how do those pitchers get thrown early in the year, even in the non-practice time?
Yeah, so they work all year round. They work with pitching coaches. They work on their own. They really put in the time outside of practice. They are definitely the two girls who stay the latest, and to the point where I'm like, girls, we got to go home. It's already 7 o'clock, you know. They're really working hard getting those reps in because it is a fast season, and we don't have a lot of recovery days.
Well, Coach, the NCAA, a great softball league. Southeast was 10-0. You guys were 8-2 last year. Minneapolis 6-4. Ellsworth 5-6. Republic County 1-9. Sacred Heart 1-9. Kind of tell us what you expect out of the NCAA in softball this year.
Yeah, I kind of expect the same thing. Southeast definitely being the team to beat, followed closely by Minneapolis. They were pretty good last year, and I expect them to be good again this year. So definitely a lot of competition in the league, but I think we're going to be right in there.
Well, Coach, softball is kind of an unknown in North Central Kansas. It kind of is quiet during the season, but it's really a fun sport and a lot of scholarships available, such as Olivia Wright going to Sterling. Why do you love softball so much?
Yeah, I love softball. I've been playing it since I was a child, and it's such a fast-paced game, and you can compete at any level. And, you know, from Olivia going on to playing those bigger tournaments, and there's rec teams. It's just kind of a sport that's for everyone.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we can get some stats and some games, and maybe down the road someday broadcast a couple of your games. This has been John Bowden for KDNS Sports, interviewing head coach Darby Sweat, and I appreciate your time today.